Continuing with our topic of the journey of life, we will today now look at a structured way of how to go about it. And in essence, this journey is a journey of self-recognition. As Attar puts it in Mantiq al-Tayr, the Conference of the Birds, it begins with the value of quest. And it is the most important, if not the most important, aspect of this journey. And this is intention. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "An-niyyatu afdalu min al-amal. Ala wa inna an-niyyata hiya al-amal." Intention is superior to action. Or rather, intention is the complete reality of the act itself. The success and failure of anything depends on the intention with which it is done. And niyyah is the base of any action, journey or otherwise. And according to it, the journey will be good or bad, sound or unsound. In fact, the word niyyah means the aim which makes one decide to do or say something. So, in this sense, for this journey, it is that which makes us want to take the first step on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now, when we go back to Mantiq al-Tayr by Attar, we see that the birds give so many excuses. For example, we had the excuse of the finch who said, "I'm really scared." And the Hudhud answers by reminding her of the journey of death and saying, if she died in this one, at least it would be in trying and her life would not be in vain. We then had the bird who said, "Well, I'm very sinful." She said, "Sins stain my soul. How can I go towards the Simurgh?" And the Hudhud says, "You speak from ignorance. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah." In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah." O my abd who have been extravagant on their souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah can forgive all sins. Absolutely awesome. It reminds me of a story of a man who was known to be sinful and was being buried. There was another pious, so-called pious man, who looked on to this burial with sort of pride and said, "Wonder what azab will come to you? Wonder what punishment will come to you?" And then he says to himself, "How can I pray for one for whom I know no good of?" Well, that night, he sees the man that he regards as sinful in his dream. And the man is really happy and he is in a Jannah-like environment. So he tells the man, "How did you enter Jannah?" And the man said, "You know, God saw your merciless pride and the way you looked at me. And the one who is Ghafoor and the one who is Rahim pitied my poor soul and granted me forgiveness." Very important to understand. The third excuse was that I cannot leave my beloved. Again, the Hudhud said that this love was temporal. Then there was a bird who said, "Well, I'm really scared because things never turn out as I want and my life has been a misery all the time." And the Hudhud said, "Have you looked at Karbala? What is your grief compared with all the pain God's martyrs suffered on the plains of Karbala? Just know that His Rahmah reaches you in each breath you breathe." Now, when we want to see who we are, we find that the perception of our identity manifests itself in both verbal and non-verbal ways. The way it manifests itself verbally is through our introduction of ourselves and our du'as. So next time somebody asks you who you are, see how you introduce yourself. When you raise your hands in du'a, and it's a du'a that you want to talk to or ask for from the bottom of your heart, see what you ask. What are you asking for? I mentioned yesterday that my favorite du'a is that of Imam Ali. Ilahi kafa bi isan an akuna laka abdan wa kafa bi fakhran an takuna li rabban anta kama uhib faj'alni kama tahib. It is sufficient pride for me that I am your abd, and it is sufficient honor for me that you are my Rabb. You are as I love you to be. Make me as you would love me to be. Let's look at the du'as in the Qur'an which identify the personalities that they are related to. And I'll use the examples of women. We look at the du'a of Hannah. Hannah is the grandmother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. When she is pregnant, she makes a vow, she makes a nazar, and Allah mentions this in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah 35 and 36. She says, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانِ, and the wife of Imran said, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh my Rabb, I make a vow to dedicate to you whatever is in my womb, so accept from me. Indeed, you are all-knowing and you are all-hearing. In other words, she is saying that I want to make sure that what is in my womb will serve you, Ya Allah, will be able to one dedicate it totally to you. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when she delivered, قَالَتْ, she said, رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She says, my Rabb, I have delivered a daughter. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعْتْ, and Allah says, Allah knows what you have delivered. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى, and a man cannot be like a woman. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling her, that I've given you a woman for a purpose. If you want dedication, then I'm giving you a woman. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتَهَا مَرْيَمْ, and she says, I have called her Maryam. وَإِنِّي عُوِذَهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and I wish to grant her, or wish to put her in your protection, she's telling Allah, and her children from the shaitan, from the guilty shaitan. So we see that her dua is that she wishes a child to be dedicated to the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's look at the dua of Asiya. Asiya is the wife of Fir'aun. What a whole nation of Bani Israel could not do, which is to stand up to a tyrant like Fir'aun, one woman, the one he loves, stands up to him and says, I will not worship you. And look at her goal. It's so awesome. It identifies her totally, identifies her journey. Because in Surah Al-Tahrim, ayah 11, she says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give you the example to those who believe. إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْن, the wife of Fir'aun, إِذْ قَالَتْ, when she said, رَبِّبْنِ لِي أَنْدَقْ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْن, and save me from Fir'aun وَعَمَلِهِ, and his works. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and save me and give me najat from a unjust people. So we look at Asiya, look at her. Her goal is a house with him in Jannah. Very important, in dhaka, with you, she says. Awesome examples. Look at the dua of Ibrahim when he and Ismail raised the foundations of the Kaaba. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, our Rabb, accept from us. And then look at his dua. He says, رَبَّنَا, this is ayah 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah. رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَطْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Rabb, raise up in them a messenger from amongst them who will recite to them your communications, teach them the book and the wisdom, and purify them. Surely you are the mighty and the wise. And look at the most beautiful way in the, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua in Surah Al-Jum'ah. He says, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. It is Allah who raised amongst them a messenger who recites to them his communications, purifies them, teaches them the book and the wisdom, although they were before that in clear error. So the verbal manifestations, the dua that we raise from our lips, actually identify the goal that we are aiming towards, our journey of life, that which we see as the most important aspects of our life. And since we're on the subject of dua, I'd like to end this session just to give some basic etiquettes of dua. The best time for dua is Friday, Laylatul Qadr, the first night of Rajab, the night of the 15th of Shaban, the nights of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Dhuha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pray on four occasions: when the wind is blowing, at noon, when rain is falling, and when the first drop of blood from a shaheed falls on the ground. For at such times the gates of Jannah are open. Ask for dua from dawn to sunrise. After salah is a good time. After the recitation of Quran. Between adhan and iqamah. We're also told that when a heart is broken, when your heart is broken, raise your hands in dua. Allah answers. When tears fall from your eyes, when you're ill, at iftar time and during Hajj and Umrah. 16 occasions when du'as are the best times for du'as. Before dua, do wudu, apply some perfume, direct yourself towards qibla, accompany your dua with sadaqah and see the difference it makes. Recite salawat before and after, or what you may call durood. Wear a ring that has got aqiq in it, see the difference it makes. Inshallah, we will continue with our subject of a journey of life tomorrow.